Matura Skill 6. Exercise 2, page 112. 1.
Patrick Sen, a store manager in Seattle, is using a fresh method of crime prevention with great success. In the past, crowds of people used to hang out in the parking lot, vandalizing property. Now, Sen blasts classical music from huge speakers around the parking lot. Customers come and go, and nobody hangs around causing trouble. Sen may be onto something. Classical music is being used all over the world to change people's behavior by changing their environment.
2.
Why did you throw that rubbish on the ground? I can't believe you just did that.
It's only a sweet wrapper. What's the problem?
Well, for one thing, if we all did that, the park would be a mess. Would you have done it if you were at home?
Of course not. I'd have thrown it in the bin. My mum would have said I was acting like a monkey at the zoo. We can't just throw our rubbish on the floor. It's awful behaviour.
Yeah, so why is it okay here?
Okay, you're right. I'll go and put it in the bin.
3.
The plot is based on a simple idea. Two retired detectives are being interviewed about a terrible, unsolved murder case they worked on 15 years ago. The mystery is gripping, but what really makes the series shine is the performances of the lead actors who bring the detectives' personalities to life. If this series comes back next season, as it probably will, it'll have a new cast and new story. But as long as they choose great actors and they are given as much good material, the series will remain essential viewing.
4.
Have you read about that really famous graffiti artist from the UK?
Do you mean Banksy?
Yeah, that's the one.
Nobody knows his real name, you know.
Yes, well, I'm not surprised. What he does is illegal, after all.
Perhaps. But anyone would be delighted these days if Banksy spray-painted their property. A work of his was sold for more than $5,000 recently.
That's amazing. Did they just cut off a piece of wall?
As far as I know, yes. That's exactly what they did.
5.
I've been working as a forensic artist for 7 years now, and feel very fortunate. I listen to the descriptions of suspects and draw their faces. These images help us catch the suspects with the help of the general public. I'm not like other artists who get to use their imaginations, because I have to draw exactly what I'm told. We don't want to catch the wrong criminals, do we?
6.
Are you worried about strangers breaking in while you're away? Well, we have the solution. A passive infrared motion detector, commonly known as a PIR detector, is one of the best security choices you can buy. This device detects changes in temperature, not movement, and automatically alerts your local police station. Our PIR detectors are affordable and reliable, and this month only, we're offering a 25% reduction in the installation fee. You never need to feel anxious about security issues again.